Metlin Director. Lines are open, 844-967-2789. I want to follow up what Bill Oconomowoc was talking about, what I was talking about, what Millie was talking about, and that is this. Presidents are cautious, that's true. They look at polls, that's true. But deep down inside, I think that Biden, objectively speaking, is doing a superb job, and he's down in the polls. And I have a theory, and it's this. People like an aggressive president. People expect the president of the United States, who's the most powerful nation in the world, to say to a two-bit nation like Russia, we're not going to permit a genocide and the rape of women in front of their husbands and kids and the shooting of civilians for sport. Russians will sit there, and as people run, they just shoot civilians. The Nazis did that just because they applied to join NATO. We're not going to permit it. We're going to send Navy ships into the Black Sea and escort the grain ships. Russia's already said that's fine. They fire on us, there will be no more Russian ships. If the Turks say you can't come up the Dardanelles and the Bosporus into the Black Sea, you can say the Ottoman Empire killed a lot of people in Europe for the last 1,300 years. That stops. Shut up. Shut up. And then they say you're going to stop bombing Ukraine and you're going to go to the table. You're going to give back the Donbass. You can talk about Crimea. Crimea has been in their possession now for 8 years. We should have been done something earlier. Nothing was done under Obama and nothing was done under Trump. Trump was on the payroll of the Russians. Bill is absolutely right that if Trump had been president, that Russia would now own Ukraine, and I think Moldova, and Transnistria, which is the breakaway Russian province of Moldova, would be running the country. And then they would be egging on Russian-speaking people in eastern Estonia as well. Go to the lines. Robert of West Allis, my friend. Thanks for calling. What's your mind today, Robert?
Morning. I saw yesterday that the obese orange grifter and company are coming to Milwaukee August 20th. And it's really shocking. So they're going to have an event. I think it's called the American Freedom Tour, which is just laughable. It's going to be at the Panther Arena, which is a little troubling, right? So we're taking a public venue that tax dollars were used, and then they're going to have these people roll in and spread their hate, their disinformation, their lies. People like Trump will be there. His son, Kimberly Guilfoyle, the son's girlfriend, who was involved with planning January 6th with Alex Jones and the Fincelli woman, who's the heiress, the public, gave a lot of money to the event.
Right.
It's just really shocking that they call themselves the Freedom Tour. You know, whether it's them or locally on the Wisconsin level, you know, they want to take us back to the 1840s, right? They don't want women in the office or in the boardroom. They want them in the kitchen or the bedroom, right? And that, in between voting and taking people's rights away by gerrymandering and coming up with anything they can do to keep people away from the ballot box, I just find it's really interesting that they call themselves the Freedom Tour. It's almost like everything they say, it's a complete 180 from what reality is. And I just wanted to let people know that in case they want to go down there and protest. It would be really great if every time they went to town somewhere, people tried to perform a citizen's arrest. If you remember what happened with Karl Rove running away during the Iraq War, it would be really great if at every venue they went to, if they were protested or interfered with in some way, because it's just really not good for the country, these people and what they're spreading and the activities are taking place in. So. Thank you.
Thanks for the info. We discuss it. Here's the deal. August 20, it starts at 8:15 in the morning and it goes to 5 p.m. at night. Trump won't get there till like 4 o'clock. I mean, Crooked Mike Pompeo is going to be there, Don Jr., Kimberly Guilfoyle, and Dinesh D'Souza, a right-wing nut, and others of that kind, of that ilk. Now, it's a $39 admission, believe it or not, to get in. This is just, he's out for money. There's a presidential section that is $3,900, almost $4,000. And he's going to pocket it all, of course. And you sit there, and there's only the Panther Arena, you know, UWM is a great institution, but UWM is not sponsoring this. UWM is not involved in this. And when you have a public arena, then there are the issues of First Amendment and all that, differentiating among who can rent it. So that's probably why they rented it. It's going to seat a maximum of 5,000, which is a small rally for him. And it's 400 West Kilbourne Avenue, and that is the Panther Arena. Now, here's the deal. I mean, I want to be clear. We don't want any violence down there. We really don't. But you do have a right to make your views expressed as whether you want this idiot, this Putin, you know, God almighty, I mean, sort of Putin agent to come into town. And remember, too, we're going to have the... You don't have to worry about this one. We have the Republican convention coming in probably in the summer of 24, and Trump will at least contest it. And even if he doesn't get the nomination, he'll complain and say it was rigged. And you'll go through the restaurants in Milwaukee, and you'll see Marjorie Taylor Greene and Matt Gaetz, Lauren Boebert. You're going to see Paul Gosar. My God, I mean, you're going to see, you know, Josh Hawley and Cruz. I suspect what they're going to do is they're going to rent whole restaurants and not have them sitting on bar stools. But anyway, it could be very exciting times. Keep it nonviolent. Keep it nonviolent. As always, Robert, thank you for calling in. Appreciate it very much. I'm going to give you a couple of pieces of good news. One is Greg Conway, and he's the Lincoln Project guy married to Kellyanne Conway. I have no idea how the two of them can live under the same roof. I mean, Kellyanne Conway is a Trump disciple, and Greg Conway is Lincoln Project, liberal Republican, anti-Trump. Anyway, he correctly just said that if Trump ever got in, he'd be more, quote, more lawless than last time. But I told you yesterday that he has a group of people going through the federal employment list, and they've come up with lists of thousands of people that he has the right to replace who are not civil servant in intelligence and defense, and he'll yank him and put in pro-Trump, pro-Putin people in our government. Well, finally, a piece of good news. The New York Post. Now, the New York Post is a New York newspaper with a very large circulation, and it is very Republican and very pro-Trump. They licked his boots forever. They finally came out with an editorial just now, and it said, quote, Trump is unworthy to hold office after his silence on January 6th. He's unworthy to hold office. For Trump to say that, or for the Post to say that about Trump, would be like the New York Times saying it about Biden. That is the core publication, and owned by the same people as Fox News. They are coming out and finally saying it. They're finally saying it. Because what did Trump do? He served up his vice president to be murdered on January 6th. He got up there, remember, and he said, well, if Mike does the right thing, we'll save our country. And if Mike Pence, and if he doesn't, oh, well. Then they all go up saying, hang Mike Pence, and they built the gallows. And then he tweets out right in the middle of it, Mike Pence did not have the courage to do what he was supposed to do. That's a red flag to a bull. To people like that mob that were armed. Hang Mike Pence, and they swarmed through, and Mike Pence was 40 feet away. Go to Lambeau Field, look at TV, 13 yards is 39 feet. He's 40 feet away, a little over 13 yards from being murdered. Stomped to death, kicked to death, beaten to death, or hanged. His own vice president. And the New York Post finally said, because of his silence, and really they could have said because of what he said, but his refusal to stop the mob and stop the murdering, no longer fit for public office. That is a huge, huge development. And the other good development I'm going to leave you with is this. GOP is attacking school boards around the country, fighting about critical race theory, which doesn't exist in schools, and how people teach sexual matters in the upper grades and all that. All of the evidence now shows it's a bust. Most people, even Republicans, even Trump supporters, like their public schools. They like their teachers and respect them. In Georgia, Montana, New Hampshire, New York, Missouri, Oklahoma, Wisconsin, all of these tactics are not working, and the radical candidates are not winning. Coming to the end of the show, great show as always. Thanks for calling in. Great callers. Matt Flynn directly back, same time, same place tomorrow. Signing off for today.